Philip Sample, PLCD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/17/2025. The patient is for Mr. Lamberto Martin. Martin spells M-A-R-T-I-N. Lamberto spells L-A-M-B-E-R-T-O. Date of birth is 9/17/1958. This is a 66-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient indicated he was seen here on 11/14/2025. Had some labs drawn. Is here to review those lab results. Previously stated that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 162 over 92. Repeat blood pressure is 143 over 90. Pulse 97, respiration 18. Temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Skin, abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to mild obesity. Next paragraph. Skin, traction. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes. Type 2, very poor control, very poor medication compliance. His sugar today is 381. He indicated that his medication regimen is 500 milligrams of metformin twice daily, but he has been taking one only, period. He said he will start to take two as prescribed. He and I had a lengthy discussion about lifestyle changes, namely exercise and diet, to address this issue, and he said he will comply, period. Next, hypercholesterolemia. Now, triglyceride is 232 versus 150. He's currently on simvastatin again. Patient is not very compliant with medication. Again, we discuss lifestyle changes, namely exercise, diet, to address this issue, period. He says he will comply, period. Next paragraph. Next assessment is vitamin D insufficiency. Vitamin D is result is 22 versus 30. He indicated that he has some vitamin D's at home and he would like to take them. He does not want the prescription, period. He said he believes he will do it naturally, period. Next line, hypertension, patient and presentation today is blood pressure is 162 over 92, repeat blood pressure is 143 over 90. He and I had a discussion. He was strongly encouraged to take his medication exactly as prescribed and not to adjust it unless he and I have a good conversation about adjusting medication. He says he understands and will comply. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.